We're back here on the Girls Basketball Preview Show talking a little Arweva Rockets with head coach Austin Stolk, who is joining us right now. Coach, it's always good to catch up with you. How you doing?
Hey, doing good, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You bet, Coach. First year as the head coach, full-time head coach for you there at Arweva, but you do know this program pretty well. You've got some experience with it. You've also been on the boys' side of things for a number of years over there. So, kind of excited to take over the girls' program on a full-time basis right now?
Yeah, Jeff. It is a level of excitement, that I'm looking forward to, and it's a matter of, last year, my wife Janie and I, we both did it last year, and it's a matter. It's kind of the same deal, she's on the staff still as well, and we're looking forward to doing it together again, and coaching a really good group of girls, and a little bit of a young squad this year, which is yes and no, I guess, in that perspective. We only have one senior, but we also have five returning juniors that. It's a good junior class that works hard and has good work ethic and good attitudes. And you follow that by one sophomore and then we got six freshmen. So it's going to be a combination of kind of getting the girls, getting a hard work ethic, instilled in the girls and kind of mixing that older junior class with that younger freshman class.
And coach, just missing a couple of girls that graduated from last year. So you mentioned the experience coming back. How has that helped with summer work and then with this first week of practice, here this fall?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of intangible stuff, Jeff. It's, you lose Amber Galler and Isaiah Martinez, and those are two of your point guards, two of your better defenders, and two of your leaders. And like you said, that junior class, good kids that they kind of set the tone this summer to work on certain things and what the expectations are. And the first week of practice, they've done a lot of communication for us, talking with the young girls on what needs to happen. And that's how it's going to have to be. It's going to have to be a lot of communication, a lot of leadership to steer them in the direction of, what does it take to play high school basketball and to do things in a fundamental and sound way while doing things at full speed. And that's kind of where we're trying to get the girls is, what is our full speed? What are we considering full speed? And we got to be able to play defense. We got to be able to take care of the ball. And I think the young girls are learning quick and they're doing a good job so far.
What have you focused on here this first week?
A lot of defense, Jeff. You can be skilled and you can do all the crazy things on offense, but it doesn't do any good if you lose games, 90-70. You got to be able to play defense, and we're hoping that we can play a little bit more sound defense than we have the last couple of years, and if we can get some steals or get some fundamental defensive rebounds and get the ball pushing in transition, we can get out and get some layups. And that's kind of been the issue in the past, is especially last year, we just off of made baskets, it's we haven't really been able to break the press very well. Our passing has been very skeptical, and the girls have been working very hard on improving some of that stuff. And like I said, if you can kind of avoid those made buckets and play good defense and play team defense and communicate well, we can maybe get out in transition and get some hoops ourselves.
It sounds like you want to be a team focused on defense, but get out and run some. What is the style that you're hoping to run with this group?
Yeah, you got that mentality of, let's get some stops and let's get out and run. But you got some post players where, if you can get into a half court offense and let them post players develop and get some good experience, a couple of them are juniors for us. They're a little bit taller, got a little bit more size that they can wreak some havoc down low. And we're looking forward to that on both sides of the ball, particularly in the rebounding game. I think it's a matter of, you practice enough and you take enough reps and you realize that when you get stops and you get those post players running the court, to get some layups, it's very rewarding for us. And the biggest things right now are, like I said, the defense, and we got to get in shape if we want to be out and get out and run. And the girls understand where we're at. They understand what, we have a little ways to go as far as the getting in shape part goes. But the fundamental part is what we've really loved to see through these first five practices is the fact that the girls want to get better. They're there to do things full speed and to have good hustle, and those intangibles are going to help us. This coming week we're going to be putting in a lot more schematic stuff offensively and defensively, so if you can get those intangible things down, and then continue to carry over those into your sets and stuff, it puts you in good shape.
You mentioned the post, Annalee Wittruck, Michelle Moore, two of those taller girls I'm sure that we'll see down in the block. Who else may we see kind of in those post positions this fall and winter?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, those are a couple of our juniors that understand what it takes. You know, I wouldn't say we've necessarily had the success in the winning column the last couple of years that we would like, and they understand that. Those are two of the girls, but you know, in their defense, we got to understand, we got to play inside out ball, and they, you know, Annalee and Michelle, they can make great moves when they want to, and our goal is that every time they get the ball, you know, they try and make a movement. If they can't get it, then we're going to play inside and kick that ball back out, and we got a few freshmen that, you know, will play the post position as well. Aubrey McCullough, you know, is one of them that will step up and give us good effort on both sides of the ball. Marisha Schrod and Maddie Lighting as well. You know, just a couple freshmen that, you know, we're looking at, you know, with their intensity and the level of hustle that they've shown in the first couple weeks, you know, we're looking at giving them a little bit of minutes too as well if it persists in the right game. And, you know, it's a matter of if we can't get out and push, we got to be able to break a press, get the ball inside out, get those post players active and kind of be a dual threat offense if we can do so.
You mentioned breaking the press. You said you graduated kind of your top two guards from last year. I'm sure Gabby Hundling going to be one of those as she handled the ball some for you last year, but who else is fighting for the guard spots in those wing positions?
Yeah. You know, you lose two seniors that, you know, that's 4 years of experience. They both played for 4 years, and that's 4 years of attempting to break a press that you can't, you know, you can't teach experience, but we got some talent in our freshman class. And then I think, you know, Mara Obrick and Addison Bureau, you know, some of them, you know, that's kind of where we're looking to kind of get some of those younger kids up and get them more experienced, kind of helping Gabby in that role up front, as well as Hallie McCullough, who will, you know, who will be there kind of to help as the reverse and to help bring the ball up the court as well. And you know, Gabby and Hallie are two that, and Elena Geek as well, you know, three girls that have experience. They've been through some tough times last year and kind of the year before at times. And, you know, they understand what it takes to break a press, but our passing has to be much better. The turnovers were way too high last year. And our girls understand all this. And I think they're kind of starting to put some of this into perspective in practices when we realize, hey, you know, we can go another level, or we can go another two levels with our effort on defense. And that'll help us to get the ball out and push and transition. So if we can learn to play good team defense, Jeff, you know, that's going to help us get some easy buckets on the other end, as well as eliminate some turnovers for us.
What do you feel like the strengths of the team will be early in the season?
You know, I think like we kind of talked, in a way you don't, but in a way you do have that experience aspect. You know, you have five juniors that are going to play out. You have Noelle Gonzalez as a senior as well that has had, you know, some good time in the past. And, you know, I think again, you know, that communication aspect, that camaraderie aspect that you have from that junior class is definitely going to help those freshmen. And, you know, if we can see some strides from some more freshmen, Claire Geek as a sophomore as well, if we can see some strides from those younger kids, I think our depth could play a role in, you know, in second halves of games. You know, if we can get girls tuned into what we're doing on both sides of the ball, you know, it'd be nice to have those younger kids to come in and help when we need a breather. So, you know, if we can play full on defense for full on four quarters, that's kind of the aspect we're after. And if we can get some good depth from younger of our class, some of our young classmen, Jeff, you know, that's going to help tremendously.
Rolling Valley Conference has been really strong in girls basketball the last several years. What do you think the conference looks like this year?
Yeah, it's going to be tough again, Jeff. You know, a lot of teams were young last year. Woodbine returns a lot. You know, Coon Rapids, I think they returned seven or eight seniors that are really good players. And then, you know, EHK has, you know, they got the Peterson girl that, you know, they don't usually have a ton of depth. Man, you know, Tom always has them in shape and has them playing one solid team defense in offense as well. And, you know, I think across the board, it's going to be tough again. You know, Boulder Valley and Cam return a lot, as well as Glidden. But you know, it's a matter of our girls got to understand it doesn't matter who we play. We got to go out and play with a lot of intensity. You know, there's going to be some very high end teams in the conference. You know, and some teams that have competed at a high level the last couple of years, and they're going to do the same this year. You know, and our what we got to do is have the goal to be in that boat and come out and play every single night that we have a game. And that's our job as coaches to have them ready to go.
What are you thinking about the schedule? Do you like how it breaks down?
Yeah, you know, I don't mind how it is, Jeff. You know, there's some weeks where you got three, four games, bang, 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 and And that's just kind of the way basketball goes, I like the fact that, you know, we specifically picked up, you know, we picked up West Monona to start the season at home, right before we go down to Xyria HK. So, one game that we can get that's a non-conference game under our belt to start the game, and then from there, boy, it just really seems to go fast. You know, I think we got 6 or 7 games before Christmas break, and then you hit that period after Christmas break, and you know, you look at the schedule and it's like, man, you maybe got 12 to 13 games, but it flies by so fast. So, hopefully our girls can enjoy the moment each and every game that they're out there. There's going to be some good times. There's going to be some tough times. But the matter of fact is we got to ride the ship and be able to play at full effort. I think we got a good group of leaders, and a good work ethic as an overall team that will help control that.
Well, Coach, as always, appreciate you joining us here. Wish you the best of luck in the upcoming season, and I know we'll look forward to chatting with you each and every week throughout the year.
Hey, sounds great, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Head Coach Austin Stolk joining us here to preview the upcoming season for the Arweva Rockets. We'll stay in the Rolling Valley Conference. We'll talk with Caitlin McAllister of Coon Rapids Baird coming up next here on KCIM.